Good morning. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be with y'all this morning. Couple things. So thankful for your pastor. Brother Paul means so much to us. We're thankful for the opportunity to be able to hear him on the sermon audio. We often download messages and just, he's just such a wonderful person. I know you know that. A gifted preacher. So thankful for Henry and Doris. 25 years ago, I started following Abby to church on Wednesday nights and occasionally Sunday evenings, and that was just an excuse for me to sit beside her and spend a little extra time with her. And little did I know, I'd end up hearing the gospel from Brother Henry. So thankful for you guys. I'd ask you to turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I want us to look at one verse of Scripture this morning. And this is, I have the privilege of teaching our young people back home, and I frequently think of them. I frequently think of our young ones, and this passage of Scripture has been on my mind for a while. Here we read in verse 15. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. From a child, thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I want us to look at three things this morning, possibly four if time allows. But first, from this passage of Scripture, the need for a reverence for the Scriptures. These are the Holy Scriptures. Second, the importance of knowing the Scriptures. And then third, the fact that these Scriptures, this of God's Word, is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Last week when we came up, we ran into some directions and made some wrong turns, and we got here about 6:59. I keep telling myself that so I can say we weren't late. But one of the first things I noticed out here on the back of the door, there was a sign hanging up there. I didn't pay attention this morning, but that sign said, if the Scriptures are being read or prayers being led, wait. Well, that's because there's a reverence for God's Word. When God's Word is being read, we don't want to be disruptive. We don't want to create any kind of a distraction. There's an honor. There's an honor for God's Word. It's the Holy Scriptures. Back in Nehemiah chapter 8, if you want to turn there, Nehemiah 8, look at the first three verses of Nehemiah 8. We read here that all the people gathered themselves together as one. They gathered together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord God had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, for the men and women and those that could understand. And listen, in the ears of all the people, The ears of all the people were attentive. They were paying attention. They were listening to what was being read from the book, being read from God's Word. And so we need to have a reverence for God's Word. And not just a reverence for God's Word, but those who preach God's Word. Those who faithfully declare the truth of God's Word. Back in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those that labor in the Word and in doctrine." Your pastor is faithful to preach the Word. He's worthy of your honor and respect. And you know that. You know that as one who labors in the Word, one who labors in the doctrine, he's worthy. Well, our text reads, "Thou hast known the Holy Scriptures." The Scriptures, God's Word, is holy. It's set apart. It's a book like no other. 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is inspired by God." The Bible, God's Word, 66 books, written over a period of 1,500 years by 40 different men, most which never met each other. It was written in 3 different languages from 3 different continents, and yet it's all in agreement. I bet we couldn't find 3 of us to write 3 things down that would be in agreement. Think of that. But this word, it tells the same story. It tells of the creation, God's creation. It tells of man's fall, and it tells of the redemption of man. And these scriptures are all in agreement. Hebrews 1, verse 1. "God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past by the fathers to the prophets." That's why they're all in agreement. They're inspired by God. They're God-breathed. He spoke them, and they're holy. God's Word is holy. And as God's Word says, we don't add to them. We're not to add to God's Word. Turn over to Revelations 22. We're not to add to God's Word, and we're not to take away from it. Revelations 22. Look at verse 18 and 19. "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." If we go back to Genesis, we'll see an example of this in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Don't add, don't take away. Look at Genesis 3. Begin with verse 2. "And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." She added to God's Word. God said this, look over there, He said, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it." Such a small thing. But it's changing God's Word. It's adding to. And the serpent, he said, "You shall not surely die." It's one small little change. God said, "In the day you eat thereof, you'll die. Back not too long ago, I guess it's been a little longer than back before Christmas, Abby and I were out shopping, so I guess it must have been October, November. And we were looking at some different gifts. And one of the stores we were in, I picked up a coffee mug. Abby was shopping. I was just walking around the store looking at things. But I picked up a coffee mug. And on that mug, it said this. It said, "I can do all things through Him that strengtheneth me." I can do all things through Him that strengtheneth me. And I thought, I didn't catch that at first. Read it a couple times. You know, that leaves an awful lot up for interpretation. Who's Him? Who's Him? Is that, could be any number of people. That could be myself. It's changing God's Word. I don't know what translation of the Bible that was. I don't really care. I know this. I know it wasn't the King James Version. Philippians 4:13 says this: "I can do all things through Christ. Christ that strengthens me." Think of that. That's just one word. One little word. All that means, that changes, that completely changes the meaning of that verse of Scripture. I can do all things through Christ. Christ which strengtheneth me. And some of these translations, I know there's so many. Some of them are convenient for study, but some of them have just went completely astray. God's Word's holy. God's Word's holy. Let's stick to what we know is true. Because every time it's translated, it gets watered down just a little bit more and a little bit more. And Christ is completely taken out of it. Well, these Scriptures, they speak of God. They speak of our Savior. They speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're the Holy Scriptures. Second, the importance of knowing the Scriptures. That's what's said right here. "From a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures." I looked that word up, known, just in the dictionary to see what it meant. And it says to be aware of something. To develop a relationship through meeting or spending time. You know, I was thinking we've had the privilege last couple weekends of spending some time with Rick and Janine and Rebecca, and we've gotten to know them and love them and enjoy their presence, their company. Had we not spent time with them, we had not gotten to know them. Well, God's Word. We need to spend time in it. We need to spend time in God's Word. We need to spend time hearing God's Word preached. We need to spend time in study and reading God's Word. Consider a couple scriptures. Look over to 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Just across the page there. Here we read, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We're to spend time studying God's Word. And then another thing, and I'd say this to old and young alike, as we hear God's Word preached, as we read God's Word, as we study God's Word, if there's things we don't understand, ask. Ask. I don't know why that's so hard for us to do, young and old alike. If we don't understand, ask God. Ask God in prayer, reveal this to me. Make this known to me. Ask your pastor. He's so knowledgeable in the Scriptures. If we don't understand, Ask. Well, and it's okay to ask. Look at Exodus chapter 12. Look at verse 26 of Exodus 12. It shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? What does, speaking of the passive, what mean ye by this service? Ask. You young ones, ask. And then look at Acts chapter 8. Turn over to Acts chapter 8. Verse 26. Angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, where is desert. And he arose, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet, when the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither unto him. He heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understand is what thou read. Do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I? How can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And there Philip preached unto him Christ. How can I, except some man should guide me? Well, these scriptures, they're holy. They're holy. They're God's word. Let's have a reverence for them. These scriptures, the importance of knowing them, reading God's Word, hearing God's Word preached. And third, these Scriptures, God's Word, are able to make thee wise unto salvation. They're able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. These scriptures, they testify of Christ. Look with me at John chapter 5. What do these scriptures speak of? Our Lord speaking here in John 5. Verse 39, he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. These scriptures, they speak of Christ. They speak of man's sinfulness. They declare man as a sinner. And whether we want to agree with that or not, that's what we are, sinners. Sinners. They declare the efficacy of Christ's blood. The efficacy of Christ's blood. Turn to 1 John. 1 John 1, 7. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. From all sin. Listen to some of these scriptures. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. By the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Of His own will begat He us with the Word of truth, that we should be a first fruits of His creation. And the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to convince us of sin and to reveal Christ's person and work to us, and begets life where there was no life, begets life in a dead sinner, gives us a new heart. And true wisdom in salvation is in a spiritual knowledge of Christ, which comes from the Scriptures, revealed in the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. Let's have a reverence for them. The importance of knowing the Scriptures, listening to God's Word, reading God's Word, and these Scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And then just one more thing here. I was thinking about Timothy. Over in Ephesians 6:4, it says, "You fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture." The nurture. That word means instruction. Bring them up in the nurture, the instruction, and admonition of the Lord. That word admonition is calling attention to. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Look at these first five verses. What a responsibility for fathers, for dads. Hear that instruction? Bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And then in Timothy's case here, look at 2 Timothy 1. Look at verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, and without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, the sincere faith that was with thee, that was in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded it's in you as well, Timothy. I can't read that scripture without thinking. Lois and Eunice. I wonder how many times they had to send Timothy back to his room to clean his ears or comb his hair or brush his teeth or put the right pair of pants on, because we're going to the worship service. We're going to hear these holy scriptures preached. And Paul says, he says to Timothy, he says, that unfeigned faith that I've seen in your grandma and that I've seen in your mom, I believe I see it in you too. What a responsibility. What a responsibility we have. How thankful we are that God has given us His Word, that God has given us the Holy Scriptures. They're able to turn back there just one more time. Look, let's read this one more time and then we'll close. From a child. Oh, that our children would hear this Word. Young and old alike. From a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. It's all in Him. All right. May God bless His word.